What up, what up? It's Sergio, your favorite co-host of Laura and Sergio Need Friends. This is a very special episode because it's only me today. That's basically it. But I really liked Laura's podcast. I mean, primarily because it was about me and I love me. But anyway, switching things up today, I'm going to talk about Laura and what I like about her, what I don't like about her, and other funny shit that I think would be hilarious. Maybe. We'll see. I'm not the best host. I took it back, you know, immediately after I said it, but that's me. So I'm probably going to be repeating a lot of what I said already because Laura's story about how she met me should line up to what I say. Otherwise, I would have to really rethink my life if I don't know how I met her. Am I driving? Yeah. Am I also eating a bag of Cheetos? Correct. So, excuse the audio quality, but considering we drive while we do this podcast or we're outside walking, playing music, this actually works really well, so cool. And we also haven't had any complaints. I don't know if that just means that literally no one has watched this, but there you go. So Laura and I met when we were studying in UC Riverside, and it was cool because it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you know of this person for a long enough time to be like, eh, we're probably not gonna really cross paths again. Because we met at this dorm that's meant to be like an engineering hall, but I think what happened was there wasn't enough spots to completely fill up the rooms, so there was non-engineering majors like Laura, who was psychology, so that was already kind of like for me, I was definitely not an outgoing person, and I feel like I'm less shy now, but So it probably would have been different if we met now, but I was super shy. So I wasn't like unbearable. Like, I could hold a conversation, but the problem was other people would have to initiate it. So like, small talk could potentially be super awkward for 17-year-old me, because I would probably end up going like, yeah, uh-huh, or like bring up something else that's even less entertaining. But yeah, we met at the dorm, and like, we would cross paths a little bit because her roommates were engineering majors, and like, one of them, Paula, we had the same, I think, CS classes, like computer science classes. So from time to time, we would be like helping each other with homework and stuff. So I would see her there, and like, my first impression was like, oh, cool, she's like, not, I don't know, there's like the stereotype of what a girl does. And as someone who didn't know any girls, I was like, oh, that's cool. She watches, like, cartoons and plays games. And, like, I think the first thing I saw her, like, do was watch the Powerpuff Girls, which I was like, oh, cool. Because it's like, come on, everyone watched Powerpuff Girls, including guys. And let's be real, that show was dope. But that's, like, the first memory I have of her. It's like, I looked over, I was like, oh, cool, you're watching Powerpuff Girls. Which, I mean, what do you say to that? Like, yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't much of an interaction. But after that, like, I remember she was mainly, like, on the phone. Which now I know, obviously, like, she has a big family and a lot of her family members would talk to her. So she was always on the phone. Speaking Spanish, which for me at the time, I was like, whoa, that's cool, because I could not hold a conversation in English, let alone Spanish, which again, I think I'm better at now, but yeah, so that was my impression of her. I was like, oh, she's cool. And then later on, it turns out that one of my friends actually had a crush on her, and they were trying to, like, it was multiple people who liked people in the same group as her, so they were like all asking them out at the same time or something, and it it didn't pan out. I think, well, Laura just didn't know him, and I guess wasn't interested. And I remember that because I was like, I was like talking to him about it, but I didn't have any connections to her, so it wasn't like a, oh no, my chance is gone. For anyone who's listening to this and knows about that, I guess. So it wasn't like a, oh man, this whole time I was trying to ask her out, but now my friend's involved. No, it was just like a, oh cool, she's really cute. And I didn't have any thought that I could, like, go out with someone like her, or anyone for that matter. So I didn't, I wasn't seeing anyone as like a potential, like girlfriend or whatever. But, so yeah, that was like all I remember the first year. So like, first year passes by, we all end up moving out into whatever apartments we go to, or yeah, I think everyone moved out of the dorm. But yeah, so I was like, oh cool, Laura, that's all I know. And like, she didn't strike me as like shy or anything. And that's the thing, now that I like know her well, I'm like, oh, she's just really good at faking, you know, like, at, like, it's not that she's not, like, a social person, it's that she, first of all, would prefer not to speak to that many people and be outgoing, but she can do it. She's not awkward, she's really funny, which I've always loved about her. So, like, she actually gets along, like, pretty well. Like, if you don't get along with her, like, there's probably something wrong with you, honestly. Like, maybe you can't handle sarcasm or some shit, but, like, honestly, I haven't met anyone, or I've never known anyone who, like, didn't get along with her. So, that was, like, that, I remember that her, she was, like, joking, too, and stuff, like, the first year, but, like, no. I don't know where I was going with this, but, yeah, I always liked her, like, she seemed cool, and I would have loved to get to know her that first year. That's always, like, a weird thing with that situation. It's, like, the, oh, man, we could have been together, like, a whole year if we, like, if I had just, like, gotten to know her well enough back then. Well, also, if she liked me back then, but, but, yeah, anyway, fast forward to, like, I continued to, like, be in similar classes with Paula, and she ended up, moving in with Laura, along with another roommate, Alyssa. So it was them, and they were chilling, and like from time to time I would like visit Paula because I had, you know, homework and stuff that we worked on for CS classes. But like I started to get to know her more, because it's like something different about like being in an apartment too. It feels like it's a different setting, I think. Oops, I almost missed my exit. Might be. Man, it's like a different setting, because at the dorm, it's like, it always felt fake. It was like, this is basically one step above, like, a fucking hotel for a year. Except you come back, and you have a shit ton of homework, and you're trying to figure out your life, and you're a young adult who's still not an adult, because I was literally 17. But anyway, I always found that to be different, and maybe I was also just growing on my own too, like I was becoming independent. But that, like, being in at the apartment was still always just different, and like we started talking more, and like I was like, oh, I really like this girl, and like I always loved like the back and forth. Well, I was gonna say back and forth sarcasm. I'm not sarcastic, but I am an easy target, though, so it worked out really well, because I was never, like, offended by her or anything. If anything, I always enjoyed it. I liked the attention from her, but yeah, I don't know, like, the timeline of our second year in college, but it honestly escalated, like, kind of quick, like, that second half of the year where, like, we started studying together, and that was when I was like, oh, man, I really like her, but I had never, like, she still is, and probably, hopefully, will be the only girlfriend and wife now, in my life, because I love her, and she's awesome, but, she's fucking dope, and I started realizing that, and then, like, clearly I wasn't going to make the first move because I was shy as fuck. And also, like, very dumb. Dumb as a guy, but, like, I think generally as people who just weren't used to talking to people that they can be romantically interested in, like, I was really stupid and I didn't, like, ever communicate, like, hey, I like you. And at this point, we're, like, not really going out on dates. And I'll touch on that later. But we started to, like, hang out together a lot at the apartment. And, like, it wasn't to study anymore. It was just because I was, like, oh, I like her and I want to spend time with her. But to me, I was just, like, oh, you know, naturally, we'll just end up becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. And until she was, like, hey, you know, what the fuck are we? Like, is this a relationship? Is this, like, open? Like, are we dating? What the fuck? And I was like, oh, yeah, right. I don't know how long it was. Probably, like, a month after we initially started, like, you know, being something. But, yeah. But yeah, I was like, oh, right. Yeah, I want you to be my girlfriend. And then she's like, yeah. So that happened. And flash forward? Do you say that? Fast forward. Fucking almost 10 years later. Like, holy shit. It's weird to think about how quickly time passes. But, makes me want to sneeze. That's how much I love her. Yeah, but it happened really quickly. But I think we just got very close quickly because I don't know what it is, like, about her, and other people do this to her too, where they just, like, immediately start opening up to her. Maybe it's just the vibe that she puts off, but that drew me in even more. It's like, oh shit, I have someone that I can talk to about my feelings. Like, what the hell, you can do this? So I really got, like, close to her that way, because she was, like, not to get dark or anything, but, like, my parents were getting divorced. I can't talk right now. At that time, and she was the one person that really helped me kind of get through that time. Like, it was hard. Like, I was never, like, as close, like, looking back, emotionally as close as I would want it to be with my family. But, like, to me, they were the only people I had, like, at that level. I didn't have any friends that I could speak to that level or get any kind of support. So, like, it was this immediate, like, holy shit, like, I'm so glad I have her in my life. And it's weird because, like, you would think that it's like, oh, you got a girlfriend, so now you're not going to have the time, like, any time to do anything. But, like, I'm a big data person. And if you could, like, plot, like, success as a metric, like, that's going to vary for people. But for me at the time, it was like, how was I doing in school? Like, do I feel like I was involved or, like, close to other people? Like, did I feel like I was happy? Like, all of that honestly went up. Like, my grades were getting better, even though classes were getting harder, especially in engineering. Like, once you get past that first year, it's like, oh, they fuck you with, like physics. Oh my god, I don't know how I made it past that. But it was shortly after that, it's like, oh yeah, you thought that was hard. Like, wait until you get to the upper division classes. And anyway, like, I was doing better in class. I was more involved in, like, the clubs I was in. Like, it was like this, like, infectious thing, like, because of her. Like, everything else in my life, like, it sounds really fucking cliche, but, like, everything else got better for me. Like, I think I was like, holy shit, this is what it feels like to be happy. But yeah, like, I think just all of that mixed in, like, we got close really quickly, and, like, we learned to, not to rely on each other, but, like, we learned very quickly that we can both, like, count on each other to not be fucking judged or feel bad about whatever we talk about. But yeah, like, so that's the background. Now let's talk about things that you may not know about Laura. Like, one funny one is she's, like, super goofy and clumsy. And the first time I realized this was, like, at the dorms, we would watch a lot of movies, but she had this little, like, speaker barrel thing that she connected to her laptop. And I don't know why, but, like, she was holding it up, and we were laying down in bed, and it just completely, like, smashed her nose. Like, it fell right on her face. And I remember she was, like, super embarrassed. She's like, oh my god, he's gonna think I'm this fucking loser because a speaker fell on me. I don't know. I always thought that was funny though, because I'm like, it's just the speaker that fell on you. Like, chill, girl. But yeah, she had a mark on her nose like that whole time. Not the whole time. I don't know why I said that. Like, for a few weeks, but yeah. And dude, she's shown me so many like dope ass shows and like movies too. Like, that's how we spend a lot of time, was just, like, just watching TV, like, casually and just hanging out with each other. Also, part of it, too, I was, like, as a boy, I was, like, oh, my God, like, she's into comics and movies and, like, games, like, a bunch of shit that only guys should, like, even though, first of all, I didn't know any fucking girls, so I had no reason to think that girls can't be into that. I think it was just, like, the stereotypes. Which I feel like it's not really a thing anymore. I think most people are like, yeah, girls can be into games too. But even as recently as like 10 years ago, it was like, like, weird. Like, it was supposed to be weird, or like, I don't know. But I was never like, I was like, oh, cool. But not because it's like a, oh my God, it's a girl doing guy things, like, wife her. It was more just like, oh, cool, I can, like, have more shit for us to bond over. And, like, games and movies and all that, like, were a big part of it. But for me, movies and TV shows and shit, like, I didn't really, like, I watched a lot of it, but I didn't truly watch all of them, and nor did I watch, like, a bunch of the older movies that were really good. So, like, she, like, opened my eyes to all of that. Especially the Disney movies. I was like, oh, yeah, they could be cool. It's not just, like, for kiddos, you know? So I always appreciated that, and it made me a little more cultured, you know. I was just this, like, fucking bozo just playing MapleStory and Quake all day, but, yeah, so she's fucking awesome, and you know what, she don't give a fuck about nobody. She also talks like this after, like, 10 o'clock for some reason. I don't know why. But I've always found that really funny, because she actually gets fucking loopy after, like, 9 or 10 p.m., and she just, like, I think her inner, like, hood comes out, because, you know, she's from, like, the fucking barrio in San Diego, you know, so she goes hard. but no, she, like, randomly talks, like, extra ghetto. It's just a part of her, you know, so, like, that's something you might not know about her. So there you go. Yeah, I like Laura, and, like, also really cool too is, like, there's the whole, like, worry about your family not liking your spouse or whatever, but I honestly never had that problem. And I mean, maybe it helped that she speaks Spanish, because, like, most of my family speaks Spanish, especially, like, my aunts and uncles, like, they don't speak English as well, so, like, it would have been way harder for everyone to, like, bond with her. But no, she's fucking dope, and, like, unfortunately, she's a, like, a people pleaser, but it works to her advantage, because she will make sure that she's not, like, a bad guest or anything. Like, she tries to strike up conversations with everyone in my family, so everyone was always like, damn, dude, like, like, she for sure was out of my league, and I don't think she realizes that. Not to say I'm, like, fucking, like, way below. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty cool dude, too, but, like, I got lucky, because also, if you think about it, like I said, she was my first girlfriend, and, dude, I had no good, like, benchmarks for what a good, like, partner should be like. And not that that's an excuse, but, like, I was totally, like, fucking blissfully ignorant to all of that. And I was just, like, we were just talking about it, actually, like, a few weeks ago. It's, like, the realization that, like, well, it wasn't a few weeks ago. It's, like, we've always known this. But, like, I would never, like, take her out on a date. So I'm, like, what the fuck? Like, looking back, I'm, like, damn, I was a shitty boyfriend, like, in a way. I'm not saying I would, like, treat her bad or anything. It's just, like, reciprocating the, like, gestures and things that we would do for each other. Like, taking her out would have been something on that list, you know? That's, like, a basic thing to cross off on, like, the good boyfriend list. But we hung out a lot. And, like, my immature self, like, back then was, like, nah, we're always hanging out together. Like, honestly, that was the, like, the only thing we would really fight about is just, like, for me, I was, like, very, very independent and very, like, always wanting to be, to have my own time. So I was just, like, oh, no, we hang out all the time. But, like, we would literally just, like, hang out and watch movies and stuff. Like, that wasn't really the same as, like, for anniversaries or something, we would, like, go out to LA and, like, have a dope-ass time. So, like, I would have loved to do that more often because I was, like, oh, yeah, I had a car. And, like, I don't know if you guys know Riverside, but it's, there's not that much to do there. But if you have a car, you can fucking drive everywhere, man. Like, you can go to Disneyland. It's probably 40 minutes away, even with traffic. You can go to LA. You can go to the beach. And just all those things, I'm like, dang it, yeah. Like, I would have loved to do that now that I don't have, not, like, back then when I didn't have that much, that many things, like, taking up my day-to-day time, you know? But I don't know where this is going. I'm just kind of, like, ranting here, but, like, damn. Like, I honestly have it really good with her. She keeps me, like, grounded in a way, because, like, otherwise, I don't know, it gives me a different, like, it always gives you, like, just being with someone, you kind of get a different sense of, like, who you are, because when you're with a partner, you can be more, like, candid with each other, and, like, that's what I always appreciated. Like, we can talk about shit that annoys us, not just about other things or people, but, like, about each other. It's, like, not exploding and yelling at each other like that, like I have seen with other people, and, like, damn, that's not my vibe. And, like, if it ever gets to that point, it's, like, come on, man, like, you couldn't stop at some point. And I feel like generally with us, like, we always were able to actually talk things out. So, like, that has, like, really helped me. Like, just because, like, she points things out, and I'm like, a lot of what I do, and a lot of what people do, probably they don't even notice. It's like a certain habit, or, like, if you've been inattentive your whole life and you're like, now you're with a person and, like, you don't listen to me, like, all the time. It's like, not that that's what she did to me, but I'm just saying as an example. It's like, if you just take the time to, like, listen to what someone's telling you, it's like, oh yeah, like, you kind of start to question your own behavior. So, like, in a weird way, like, Laura helped me be myself, but better, like, a better version of myself, a more aware version of myself. And it's not to say, like, I'm nothing without her, but, like, she really has helped me a lot, like, and I will forever be grateful to have her. Like, she was always so supportive. Like, dude, fucking, I studied abroad when I was in undergrad, and, like, we had a fucking, like, probably a 12-hour time difference, but she was always able to, like, talk to me, even though I didn't reach out to her that often, but, like, my connection was limited, right? But she was always there to talk to us, and she even, like, I always love that she includes, like, her family, too, in my life. Like, it's not just, like, an obligation, like, oh, you gotta see the in-laws. Like, no, I love her family. Like, I'm, like, super grateful for that, too, because, like, her family's really funny, and I'm like, you know, that's kind of part of it too, especially like my Spanish recently is because they like also are not necessarily sarcastic, but they give you a lot of carrilla. Like, they will mess with you if you like fuck up your Spanish, but in a healthy way, because they're still correcting you, you know. So I'm just like, I hate to be like listing off all the good things and shit, but I don't know, I love Laura, and you know, if you're listening to this, I love you, I love you. I love embarrassing her in front of her friends and shit, because she doesn't want to be like super PDAE. Is that, can you say that, PDAE? Like, she doesn't like public display of affection. So that's how you can fuck with her, you know. It's like, well, like, don't kiss my wife or anything, but like if you're around us, like, that's an easy way to like, that I can embarrass her if I just like get all up on her. Which I also don't like PDA. I feel like there's a line that you shouldn't draw in public, because it's weird. I don't know, like, but at the same time, I'm not gonna go out of my way and be like, yo, you guys shouldn't be like kissing each other and shit. But I draw the line at this couple being at Target kissing with their masks on. Like, really? Like, these guys were making out with their mask on. Like, you, like, for also, like, that's probably not safe, you know? Like, don't do that. Like, take your mask off and make out. Like, come on, man. If you're gonna do it, you gotta commit. Like, I never thought people would do that, but there you go. But anyway, oh, also, Lauda's very short, so that's also, like, it makes me feel tall, because I'm, like, average, so, like, it's always nice to have her. Like, hugging her is really cute, because she's just, like, up to my neck, you know? Is she? I don't even know, but, yeah. I guess I hope to, like, get her as embarrassed as I can out of this, but I don't know, dude. But yeah, Laura's fucking dope. Like, she brings a lot out of me that I'm, like, that past me would have been, like, too scared to reveal to other people. Like, even just dancing outside, it's like, why would that be embarrassing? Like, also, like, who gives a fuck what other people think? So it's like, sometimes I channel my inner Laura in a way, but like I said, I think it's like, it's not that I fully rely on her. It's just like, it's not weak to have someone in your life like that, that you can be open to and that you can help each other grow. And I think that's exactly what it was. But yeah, we're fucking dope. Like, I don't know. I just like, I appreciate that. Out of all of the shit we do, like, yeah, we like playing games, yeah, we like, you know, watching movies, doing this and that, traveling, out of all of that, like, the best time I have with her is literally just, like, recording a fucking podcast talking about chocolate, or pretending to be Mr. Potato Head. Like, those, like, as stupid as those things are, like, they are super memorable events, because we're just having a good time. Like, we don't give a fuck. Like, if someone's listening to this and are actually like judgy about us, it's like, you know what, don't give a fuck, because we're having a great time. So that's the main takeaway. It's like, we can, like, recently too, we like turned off the radio and we were just like challenging ourselves to listen to or not to listen to, like, sing a cappella. I think it was like Linkin Park or something. And it's like, oh shit, I can do it. Because I would, back before that, I was like relying on the backtrack, like on the voices. So if I would do karaoke, I wouldn't play the actual music. I wouldn't just play the, like, the background music. I'd play the actual song. So like, that's not relevant at all. I'm literally just fucking blabbering here. But my point is, like, we have the best time, like, doing nothing and just making the most out of the time we have. Like, if we're standing in line waiting for a ride at Disney, or just like driving somewhere, cruising, like just fucking sitting in a park, like, those are the things I fucking love the most that we do together. And yeah, hopefully out of this podcast we'll get some friends and we can do all that shit together, right, guys? No. Anyway, peace out, homies. Oh shit, I forgot to do a song. Okay, this is gonna be a song inspired by Laura, okay? Bye.